Hey, let's do one on a Sydney, Sidney, Lee, Lee, Williams, Willims, 11359. I'm sorry, 57. This is a 64-year-old gentleman whom I was asked to see today regarding possible hospice needs and palliative care. Period. The patient has a history of hypertension, BPH, anxiety and depression, chronic pain. He was hospitalized in 2019 with CHF, suspect because of blood pressure being out of control. Since then, his blood pressure has been okay. He lives with a nurse, which is his girlfriend. He's able to drive and also rides his scooter. That's S-C-O-O-T-E-R, all over the place, able to go to the grocery store and get supplies, period. He became disabled, new paragraph, 10 years ago, and he was retired. Has had 6 knee surgeries. His biggest problem is pain medications. Since he lost his pain management doctor during the pandemic, and he lost part of his income and couldn't afford to see his physician. Medical problems, hypertension, BPH, myocardial infarction, surgery, 6 knee surgeries, some kind of kidney surgery, allergy, iodine / seafood, family history. Dad died at age 97 with old age. Mom still alive at 85. Last hospitalization, as I said, in 2019 with CHF. EF at that time was reported at 60%. No recent hospitalization. Immunization does not like to get COVID vaccination medication. Selects a 20 milligram once a day. Lasix, 20 milligram once a day. Biastolic, 10 milligram once a day. Flomax, 0.4 milligram once a day. Lipitor, 20 milligram once a day. Social, he is single, lives with a girlfriend, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. Used to be a heavy equipment operator till he hurt his knees 10 years ago and was forced into early retirement, and again, his biggest need has been pain medication. Vital signs reported to be stable. His blood pressure, which was recorded by his girlfriend, who's a nurse, was reported at 140 over 80. He's a febrile. He's in no distress. Heart positive, swamp positive, still no gallop, no rub. Lungs, no ronchi, no rouse. Clear abdomen, soft, obese. Neck shows no evidence of JVD, consistent with CHF. Lower extremity shows no edema, consistent with CHF. Neurological movement, all 4 extremities. Bilateral severe crepitus noted in both knees. Assessment here, we have a 64-year-old disabled gentleman, status post 6 knee surgery. He clearly is in pain because of his knee surgery and his on-the-job injury. He does require pain medication, but he most definitely has more than 6 months to live, has no diagnosis for hospice admission, and no recent ejection fraction except for the one recorded at 2019 at 60%, and no evidence of acute or chronic heart failure at current exam. Thank you.